Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This week has flown. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. It's my understanding they're finally making them... Making them out into the wild now, off of the massive Black Friday sale. All of you that bought one, that listens to the show, email me and tell me what you think. Please, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Kerry Davis, the Dark Angel. When you think of Kerry Davis, think of this... combat area. And out of the clouds, Kerry comes while he's blowing away your opponent as he comes to render aid. We're going to talk about how you can put together your own trauma kit. And I don't know how field expedient he's going to get, but I know Kerry has a few tricks up his sleeve. That's coming up in about a half an hour. For the first time in more than two decades of Pew Research Center surveys, there's more support for gun rights now than gun control. Currently, 52% say it's more important to protect the rights of Americans to own guns, while 46% say it is more important to control gun ownership. And it shifted and edged up slightly earlier, edged up more from earlier this year. And it marks a substantial shift in attitude in a very short period of time. After the Newtown school shootings, which occurred 2 years ago on, recently. What was it on the, I guess it'll be this Sunday that's the anniversary of it. If you believe it existed. And if you believe it happened. The balance of opinion favored gun control in the immediate aftermath of the Newtown tragedy, which sort of lends credence to this whole idea that maybe it was a false flag for me. And that happened in December and again a month later. Now, since January of 2013, support for gun rights has increased 7 percentage points from 45% to 52%, while the share prioritizing gun control has fallen 5 points from 51% to 46%. And I'm very pleased to say, because this means the message is getting out to them. This means that the message is making it through the liberal media propaganda. The shift is primarily due to Black America. More on that in a minute. The latest national survey by the Pew Research Center conducted a December 3rd through 7th poll, relatively recent, of 1,507 adults. That is a good sample. Also finds a shift in attitudes about whether gun ownership in the country does more to protect people or put people's safety at risk. 6 in 10 of us say it does more to protect people from becoming victims of crime, while 38% says it does more to endanger personal safety. That's up from 48%. That's a 9% shift. In the breakdown, okay, in the breakdown, men, 63% of us think that guns are for add to our protection. 32% of us don't. Women, 51% of you think that it's good for you, so 43% don't. Caucasians, 62% to 34%. Black Americans, this is big, 54% to 41. Then you get into, of course, political breakdown. Republican, 80 to 16. Conservative Republican, 86 to 10. Independent, 62 to 33. Then you get into the Democrats, where 35% are for gun ownership and 60% are not. The moderate blue dog, 47% are for it, 49% are not. And the liberal Democrat, which I think that's probably the majority of them, 20% say are in favor of it, 76% are not. In the past 2 years, Black America has begun to embrace self-protection. Currently, 54% of Black America says gun ownership does more to protect people than endanger personal safety. Nearly double the percentage saying this in December of 2012. Caucasians, we've been pretty steady from it. It's like Black America is shucking off all of this media that is pushed their way for their benefit to make them think that they have to be sacrificial. The Democrat part of it, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. That part doesn't surprise me at all. I'm not so much concerned with the old college grad thing because I look at college now as an indoctrination center. They have a breakdown on it. And surprisingly, the higher percentage it's for gun rights of people that went to college but didn't complete it, 58 to 39. If you're a college grad, it's 42 to 56. Post-grad, 37 to 61. College degree, 46 to 52. These are people. These are people that haven't been out in the real world yet. To be sure, there are some. I mean, the percentages are not bad. 42% is not a bad percentage. College degree, 46% is not bad. Some college indicates to me that these people were not altogether indoctrinated. High school or less, 53%. So some college, their eyes are open a little bit wider, and they begin to take in a little bit more, and then they quit. Probably not a bad idea, given what we get out of public schools and colleges and universities. Among parents, interesting statistics, 50 to 48, non-parents, 52 to 45. Non-parents, for some reason, seem to believe more in self-defense than parents. Maybe it's because of little children. But I know plenty of you guys have got little children, and you take the time to educate your children. And DeCorzo in there, he takes Ava out to shoot all the time, and Ava's pretty deadly. Amongst the urban, think the 3% of the counties where the most crime happens, 42% to 55. Suburban, which is me, 52 to 45, and rural, 68 to 30. This is good news. This is good news. Despite the push, despite all the propaganda, despite all the money that's been spent out there, people are waking up. People are waking up. I don't know how. If they're listening to me, I would. If all these people in this survey were listening to me, I would think that figures would be much higher because I'm so persuasive. But the direction is moving in the right way, and what this illustrates is that the liberals and the gun grabbers are out of step with what American people want, and they can't get out there and start to break everybody down and divide and conquer because everybody's beginning to coalesce. And that's bad. That's really bad when you're a gun grabber. You need confusion and chaos, not coalescence. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,230.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,275.35, $637.67 for a half ounce, or $318.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,275.35, $637.67, and $318.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next segment, Kerry Davis, Dark Angel. We're going to talk about field expedient trauma kits if you can put together yourself. One last thing before we move on. I've said many times that... amnesty is gun control. As part of the Pew Research poll, they polled Hispanics. Hispanics prioritize gun control over gun rights by a wide 71% to 25% margin. Think about that while you look at the phone getting ready to call your congressman and your senator. Despite this poll coming out, and despite being heavily in the minority now, the Democrats have decided that they're going to push to revive failed gun control legislation. And they want to go the way of the universal background check. A handful of them said Tuesday they plan to push once again for universal background checks of all gun sales in the new Congress, even though they recognize it will be an uphill battle with the Republicans taking majority control. Now, the important thing to take away from this is to understand that the liberal gun grabber is never going to quit. They're like the Terminator. They're going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. They'll take whatever they can get, whenever they can get it, and they'll be happy with that, and they'll come back for more. Because they know that gun control is not going to do anything about crime, so they can keep heaping on to the pile. Now, background check legislation, the universal background check, failed at the best time it could have possibly passed, which was when the country was still raw over the specter of Sandy Hook, over the, I'm just so undecided about it. And they say that they're going to turn the political tide in their favor. They say it's only a matter of time. They're giving out this air of inevitability that makes them seem like they are a juggernaut, despite the rebuke the American people gave them. Senator Chris Murphy, who is the male Feinstein, if you will, stated, "When you don't pass background checks, it's just much more likely that someone will get their hands on an illegal gun and use it to kill their neighbors or their classmates." You see, when you get your hands on an illegal gun, first of all, what he's not saying when you don't pass a background check, he's saying if we don't pass universal background checks. And 99, I don't know what the percentage of guns are that are bought by law-abiding citizens, but it's got to be in the high 90s. So the percentage of guns that are in the criminal inventory, if you will, they get passed around a lot. They're in a slipstream all their own. They exist on a different current. And anybody that gets their hands on it, this is the thing they're saying, anybody that gets their hands on a gun is likely to go to their next door neighbor, you know, where you would go and say, "Hey, you want to watch the game? How about a beer? Can I borrow your lawnmower?" No, you're going to pop them. And if you have a gun in the home, then your little darling is going to take the gun from your home and go to school and just lay waste to it. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is expected to join the call for expanded background checks at an event on Wednesday. They're also pushing for legislation to keep guns out of the hands of people who have been convicted of domestic violence. That's already a state law. That's already a state law. We don't need a redundant federal law. Most states have this. If they don't, they should. And if you live in a state where they don't, well, then you need to get on the phones right now. Now, every town for gun safety, or whatever they call themselves nowadays, have put out a flawed study, and it's been debunked since June of this year. And recently, the USA Today got out there and regurgitated the same talking points that they put out. They say there's been 95 more school shootings in which 45 people were killed since Sandy Hook. Murphy, Feinstein in waiting, he says 95 school shootings since Newtown. And what has Congress done? Nothing. The reason they've done nothing is because that whole set of data is flawed. Some of these quote unquote school shootings were drug deals that would happen on the outskirts. You know, they weren't students. They didn't go in the school. They were on school property somewhere. They got on the playground. Maybe one of them ran on the playground and died or something. I don't know. And this, you know, they're out there regurgitating this like we don't know the answer, like we don't already know the facts. Richard Blumenthal, the stolen valor senator, says Congress's failure to act makes it, in fact, an aider and abettor to those deaths that could have been prevented. Completely ignoring the fact that violence and crime and shootings and everything are at a, what is it, a 50-year low? A 57-year low? And they, you know who the credit goes to on that, right? The credit goes to you, not Congress, and not, you know, maybe they might have loosened some laws in your state and everything. You picked up a concealed carry permit and you're just carrying around. Haven't done anything with it yet, but the fact that you exist is what is driving that. They completely gloss over that because law-abiding gun owners who are not bloodthirsty savages are not good for the narrative. Murphy and Blumenthal, along with several other lawmakers, called for a renewed push to require background checks for all gun sales, including private gun sales at gun shows. Representative Elizabeth Esty, Democrat from Connecticut, called for Republicans to join efforts to expand background checks for all gun sales. This should not be a partisan issue. Checking lives has no D for Democrat or R for Republican. Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat from California, chairman of the House Gun Violence Task Force, which I don't know how he could be the chairman of anything, not in this House, unless they're talking about California state legislature. Background checks won't stop everyone, but it's our first line of defense. We need to expand it. We need to do it now. That's because it's already failed. That's why we need to expand it. When that fails, we'll need to expand that. In the outgoing Congress, Senators Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey introduced background check legislation that would have done as much, but the bill failed in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Further, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota failed to gain traction on a similar piece of gun legislation that would have kept firearms out of the hands of domestic abusers. That's because of the way they want to push it. They want to push it to where the presumption of innocence until you're proven guilty vanishes. You can be accused of it. They want AB 1014 out of California to be a national law. They say that we know the chances of passing this legislation have become a little less likely since November's results, but we're not going to cease fighting now. And that's the thing to remember. They are never going to stop. So we never get to stop. I'm good with it. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Some of you are starting to receive those handguns. I want you to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Let me know what you think of it, and let me know if you agree with me that this is the best double-action pistol to carry for self-defense. One of the things that I learned early on in the military is, one, you have to learn how to take a life, and two, you have to learn how to save a life. And sometimes you're doing those both concurrently in some circumstances. And it's easy to learn how to take one. It's quite another thing to have the tools on hand to save one. My next guest, he specializes in both taking and saving, but he primarily focuses on the saving part. Joined again, he's been out on the road, been too long. Joined again by Kerry Davis of Dark Angel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Frady. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You've been out teaching a whole lot of classes. A lot of people agree with me, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. We've especially my wife and kids and my dog. We've been on the road quite a bit here lately.
Dog travels with you?
No, I wish he did. I wish he did. He's good company.
Yeah. Now, for some people that exist on a budget, there are ways for them to put together a trauma kit that they don't have to go out and buy some tactical piece of gear. And you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I like to call it, you know, rolling your own. And we've advocated that since we first started out. As far as, you know, yeah, we were pretty biased about our kits. I think our kits are pretty good. Some of the better ones out there as far as being comfortably priced and competitively priced. But, you know, a lot of people are on tight budgets. I understand that. I mean, with a mortgage and four kids and everything, that's a definite, reality in our house. But but there are ways you can do that by going out and not sourcing things and, putting good quality stuff in it. That's the first thing.
Some of the some of the things that are in the Dark Angel kit, they're fairly specialized, but some of, like, the chest seal bandage.
Yeah.
I've always thought that duct tape would do the same thing. Am I right about that?
Well, duct tape will. Duct tape will. It's definitely not as ready-made, you know, as
right.
commercial chest seals are, so it does take a little bit of work. And anybody that's ever tried to stick duct tape to a bloody, sweaty, hairy, you know, Yeti chest, then it's definitely an undertaking. But it will work. And, you know, it's like I tell guys in my class, man, if you don't have a Halo chest seal, or you don't have a Hyphen or any of the other nice chest seals, or Russell or whatever, you can use a Cheetos bag and duct tape and accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, the whole thing with the chest seal is to make a seal, to make it airtight, to where they're not, and I guess maybe turning them on one side so everything will drain. I'm being asked if I've got headphones on my head there, Spec Ops. I don't have anything open. I'm hearing that there's feedback too. On my end, I'm getting no feedback.
I heard a little feedback myself.
Everybody's hearing feedback but me.
Hmm.
This means that I am dementing.
the early onset dementia has set in.
That's right. Now, for like a pressure bandage, what would you advocate having on hand as a field expedient measure?
As a field expedient measure, man, I've had a guy in one of my classes worked in a machine shop that actually used duct tape and Dunkin' Donuts napkins for a pressure bandage. The idea with a pressure bandage is making sure you get something that's going to focus enough direct pressure over that wound to assist with the bleed, to stop that bleeding. Now, I mean, there's a lot of different pressure bandages out there. You got the mini H&H bandages. You've got the Elias bandages from Taglia Solutions. You've got the Israeli or emergency bandages from Performance Systems. A lot of good stuff out there. The H bandage from H&H. But the big thing is carry what you can carry comfortably too, because a lot of people don't think about it. They look at these kits and they go, are these products? They go, man, that's a lot of stuff. You know, I don't have the room in my pockets. I've got my EDC pocket dump already, you know, going on, and I have limited space available. But knowing how to, even if it was just an ACE wrap and some gauze, I mean, that would constitute the components of a pressure bandage, because we're just trying to wrap every wrap we go around that wound. We're trying to focus as much pressure on there as possible and make that wrap a little bit tighter. We just got to be careful we don't turn into a tourniquet if we don't need one.
Right. Speaking of tourniquets, as far as a the CAT tourniquet, the combat applications tourniquet, that is based upon a very rudimentary setup. I mean, you can make a tourniquet out of a stick and a bandana, or something else. So
no, absolutely. I mean, let's look at Boston. Look at the Boston bombing incident. There, I mean, there were many people's lives saved with improvised tourniquets out there. You know, because people weren't carrying a pocket dart or a pocket dart mini or a CAT or a soft T wide or anything like that. But yeah, the CAT and the soft T wide are based on pretty much, you know, the stick, the windlass and strap principle. You know, the stick and the bandana, or stick and cravat, as we used to have in the military. You remember those old green drive on rags?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the principle there. But an improvised tourniquet is may not work as well, simply because it's not designed for that, right? But there's a lot of stuff out there. There's the SWAT T wide, or the SWAT T, sorry, the SWAT T tourniquet. It's like a stretch wrap and tuck. It's a very low footprint item, and it works really well. There's another one out there, the RATS tourniquet, and it's proven to be a pretty solid little performer. They've even got a couple of confirmed saves with that one so far. One of the guys from the RATS tourniquet place called me and let me know that they had a save with one. These things are very small footprint items and very inexpensive, and that's the thing about it. We tell people, look, man, you don't have to spend buku money. Just buy good stuff whenever you're buying it. And be careful about CAT tourniquets too, Bill. That brings up a good point. On eBay or Amazon, things like that, there's a lot of counterfeit knockoffs, counterfeit tourniquets out there on the web right now. And that could be very, very, very dangerous in a bad situation.
So, you've got time to go with me through one more segment, right?
All right. Sure.
I, I want to talk about places you would recommend they go if they want to piece together a trauma kit, one piece here, one piece there, where you would recommend they go to procure these pieces.
Sure.
The thing about the dark kit, now, you know, we're talking about doing things on a budget. However, there are a couple of dark kits that are specialized, small packages. If you're like me and you wear cargo pants or you maybe carry a bag with you, they disappear into it. They can go in your glove compartment. They can go in your console.
Yep.
These are not full-blown combat kits, but they have everything you need and nothing that you don't, just like the Dark Angel motto is. Dark Angel Medical, you can find them on the web at darkangelmedical.com. How many distributors do you have now?
We actually have cut back on that because of some reseller policies. But
yeah.
SIG Academy still carries our kits, and F3 Tactical still carry our kits. But we are online. We're stocked up with everything except Solox Rapid right now. But that you said that little Pocket Dark Mini is the one we advocate for a lot of everyday carry. And that's, you know, $38 every day.
It's about the size of a thick pocket square.
Yeah.
In its configuration, it's got a nice little polyester bag, and it just keeps everything tight, and it's vacuum sealed, so it's not spread out. And I highly endorse them. But we're coming up on the next break. You can find you also doing stuff on Trigger Time TV still.
We are, yeah. We just filmed 13 episodes for next season. Supposed to start airing in I think January is what they were saying. Looking forward to that because it's basically just getting us up to more information out there to the shooting community and outdoor community as a whole as far as how to take care of ourselves.
There you go.
That's a big component.
We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Some of you are getting packages coming in right now from Lionheart Industries. Get them out. Go shoot them and let me know what you think. Bill at lockandloadradio.com. Joined today by Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. We're talking about putting one together on the fly, field expedient, bits and pieces here and there, things you can use in light of getting the high-speed tactical stuff. Kerry, I'm being asked in the chat room, is a basic trauma kit a pressure bandage, tourniquet, and a chest seal?
That would be a very rudimentary trauma kit, Bill. All of our kits that we put out there, I advocate trying to put in some sort of hemostatic agent in there. That's a good start. I would say if you threw in one more piece of hemostatic, even if it was something as small as a Celox Rapid Ribbon, that's a good stuff. And the reason I like the gauze over the other stuff. I mean, the Quick Clot Sport and sponges and everything, those are good, solid performers. However, if you need to get down into a more narrow wound channel, those things are kind of a tea bag type shape. And it's a little harder to get down into a smaller wound channel and get to the source of the bleed where you need to. So I would say that if you had to add something, to add some sort of hemostatic gauze to it. And the Celox Rapid Ribbon, I think, retails for about $30. And that's one of the components we put in our Pocket Dart Mini, the little tiny one. It's even smaller than a Pocket Dart, and so it's just the basic stuff. But that's a good little start. And that's similar to what our Pocket Dart and our Dark Light kits have in them.
When he's referring to the Dart, by the way, for those of you that are uninitiated, that is the direct action response kit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. Now, one of the things that a lot of people say about carrying first aid on them is it's too bulky, and you've really specialized on, even on your biggest kit, on streamlining that. And for somebody that wants to streamline their own kit, where would be some places? I mean, does Dark Angel sell the components to the Dark Angel kit individually?
We are going to start doing that. We are in the final stages of revamping our website. We've been working on it literally for the last several months, and we're in the final stages of it. It's all built. We're just working on all the payment processing things right now with our processor, and so that hopefully will be launching very soon. In the meantime, we have a lot of partners out there that we can highly recommend to folks to procure products from to streamline or make their own kit, roll their own kit. Let's see here. Boundtree Medical is one. Rescue Essentials out of Salida, Colorado is another one of our excellent partners there. Fast, fast shipping on those guys, too. Good prices, fast shipping. They're always usually offering some sort of specials. Tell them we sent you. And then there's another company out of Durango, Colorado called Chinook Medical. And then, of course, there's bigger companies calling you North American Rescue, things like that. But those are three of the companies, and the two of them are local to Colorado and where you can definitely find some of the products that we've discussed.
There's
and I would recommend maybe trying to do like a one-stop shop there versus, one company over here, one company over here, because you're going to end up paying a lot more at that point for shipping and handling and everything.
Right.
So yeah. It adds up.
Don't go with the coupon scheme, then. Don't be going with the coupons.
Exactly.
I'm also being asked, do you have a page with a list of items for a build kit, maybe with links to the products? I would presume that once you, are you going to put that out there with the website when you get the component part of it up?
Yes, we are. That's going to be, we're going to launch that on our Facebook page. We're going to throw it up on Instagram and Twitter and everything like that. And that's going to be, if you look on our website, we actually have a list of all of our kits and what each kit contains as far as the components go. So if folks were wanting to do that, if they were wanting to build their own, they can definitely look at those components. But we don't have links to the other, to where you can get them just yet. But we're going to be able to, like I said, as soon as we get the final payment processing things done, we're going to be able to start selling individual items that we sell in our kit. So if folks want to buy extra stuff, or just something, one to practice with, one to have, that type of thing, or just if they want to roll their own, that's fine too.
I've always thought that if you go take, I took Combat Lifesaver three times when I was in the military at Fort Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that if you get in there and you learn how to use the real gear, the gear designed to do this, that once you understand what it's supposed to do, that you can look around at what you're wearing if you have to.
Yeah.
And you can save a life with that. You can make a pressure bandage out of a shirt, a tourniquet out of your belt. There's a lot of things you can do if you just take the class and understand what these things do.
You're exactly correct, Bill. That's something we really strongly emphasize in our training. We're like, look, man, you don't have to have a med kit on you. You just have to understand the rationale and the mechanics behind the use of each component. And then you can exploit your environment and find what you need there. And, like you said, I know I need a tourniquet. I don't have one. What can I use? And you know how to fashion a makeshift or improvised tourniquet. Like I always tell people, my granddaddy used to say, dance with who brung you. You may not have the stuff you need, but you better get it, because hesitation leads to, exsanguination. And that's not a good thing. So we got to understand everything. And I think, like you said, hey, I need a pressure bandage. Well, I can grab these Dunkin' Donuts napkins and duct tape, and I can do that. Or I need a chest seal. Well, there's my Cheetos bag and some tape or whatever. A Walmart bag, plastic bag, anything like that. As long as you understand the rationale behind it, you can definitely make a difference in somebody's life and keep them alive, at least until advanced care gets there.
I'm glad they came out with a chest seal, because when I was taking Combat Lifesaver, they didn't have chest seals at that time. And they would be like, well, go to one of your buddies that smokes and get the plastic off of his pack of cigarettes. And then they started this big, let's not smoke anymore in the military thing. And I was thinking,
right.
Oh, gosh, all these guys are going to bleed out now because nobody's going to have cigarettes.
Right, exactly. And, the funny thing is, there was actually a police officer, I think it was in Tennessee here recently, he got shot five times at a traffic stop, and his partner answered and had been in the military and had a Combat Lifesaver course and knew he needed an occlusive chest seal, but neither one of them had a med kit on them, which I think is sad anyway, but knew he needed an occlusion, and he found the officer's dip can in his console of his car, grabbed the dip can and taped the dip can to his chest, or stuck it to his chest and covered up one of the holes. So,
he'd taken the course.
But it saved his life in that instance, right?
Well, there's always a silver lining to every cloud.
Exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If you can keep a person keep them from bleeding and keep them breathing 90% of the time, if they haven't lost too much blood, which I think at 40% they're going to go into something they can't recover from. If you can keep them from bleeding, keep them breathing till they get to the next higher aid level, they're going to live.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a very high probability of living. If you can stop the bleeding before they get into stage two shock, and that's between 750 and 1,000 cc's of blood. So let's think a liter of water or, you know, 750 cc's is a bottle of Blanton's bourbon, you know, I mean, if you want to talk high-grade stuff. So there's 750 cc's to a liter. That's stage two shock. If you can get the bleeding stopped before they go into stage two shock, they have according to the U.S. Army Surgical Institute, they did a study on this, you got a 94% survival rate, which is pretty awesome. But if they keep bleeding and they lose all those clotting factors and the ability to perfuse oxygen and take off waste from the body, the survival rate goes down exponentially, man, down to like 14%. It's pretty scary. So stop the bleed and start to breathe. And if you don't remember anything other than that, then you're doing good, because you can lose a liter of blood in 60 seconds.
So, depending on where you're hit. Yeah, I mean, all these pelvic shots.
Yeah.
All these pelvic shots they've been taking out in the sand, that's been a big lesson
yeah.
learned.
Yeah, and that's where we've actually got a few new tourniquets out there. The abdominal aortic junctional tourniquet is one of the new ones. They've been testing it for the last couple, 3 years, and it's a pretty amazing device. It actually cross clamps the aorta above the injury, around the belly button. So it's pretty amazing stuff.
Is that the thing that looks like the rubber Speedo?
It's like a big belly band. It's like almost like a belly band or pelvic immobilizer type of thing, but it's got a couple of air bladders, and they pump it up to 250 to 300 PSI. And it's pretty cool, man. They developed it at the Medical College of Georgia and tested it at UAB before it went overseas, and they've got confirmed saves with it. So it's pretty amazing stuff.
Gary Davis, you can find him at Dark Angel Medical. You can find him at Trigger Time TV, probably find him on YouTube, and whenever his schedule permits, you can find him right here. Check him out at darkangelmedical.com. Give my regards to Hot Sauce.
I will, and I'd like to share with the folks out there, if I could, just real quick. We're running our ho 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 sale, so all capitals, ho ho ho. That's what Santa Claus says, and it makes.
I didn't even do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to have to circle back to you. We'll do that again if you got the time later on in the week. Stay safe, and thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.